No smoke with me.
Okay. Yeah.
And turn this motherfucker up 800 degrees. My whole team eat chefs cause she's a treat. She's so bougie, bon appetit.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gag.
Come on, that's my ass.
Thing moving.
Yes, man. Wow. I was waiting for Beyonce's part where she says, "You don't get pussy, girl. You don't feel my
you
pain.
Don't feel my pain.
You don't give me hype. Bring my name and hype."
Are you with these lazy bitches? I just raised my price. Okay, H-Town in the house. Hey. Congratulations to Meg Thee Stallion and Beyonce, as usual, for taking home the well-deserved Grammys. And Meg has had like such a challenging year. It's been such a weird year for her, but she just keeps winning. And
she's
I'm
winning.
So happy for her. She's like, folks trying to shoot me in the foot, and folks is trying not to like protect me from his ass, and folks is trying to let him off. And you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stack my paper and I'm going to win these awards. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to continue to do.
Not being shot in the foot, though. Not being shot in the foot.
Yeah.
RIP. RIP, make the sandwich foot.
No, her foot's fine. She's good.
Her foot's okay.
Did you see her performance with Cardi B?
Like, she's still twerking.
She performed
her foot's still doing
like
it.
Like a queen.
Like, really unconcerned with her foot. Dancing better, you know, with the foot that's been shot than I ever have. With my
there
feet
we go.
Fully intact.
Honestly, she's the queen.
That is a Grammy-winning foot right there.
It's a Grammy-winning foot.
Sure.
And with that, welcome.
We're back.
This is the Black Board Collective presents Justice and Juice. I'm cracking up because we can see each other, even though you guys can't see us. And there was a strange man who just walked behind the wizard. And are we sure that everything is okay? No.
I thought it was the wizard. No?
It was not him. That was another human.
Very good. Awesome. That is.
I don't know if being on Zoom so much has ever made anybody else wonder if they're going to accidentally witness a crime. But I think about it often.
Yeah, that just.
You know what? That's possible. And like, that is horrifying. And that's also going to be the plot of no less than 12 A24 movies coming out in the next 10 years.
God, please no. Please keep it.
You know I'm right.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. Because it's like a twist on an old concept. It's like when people used to make those movies about like peeping Toms who would like accidentally see a murder. It's the same thing on Zoom. Okay, now the wizard has a mask on, you guys. I don't know if he's the one committing the crimes or if a crime is being committed.
Is it? Where are you? Is this your home? Are you breaking and entering right now?
It's not.
Are you safe?
Blink twice if you're okay.
He's blinked multiple times, and we don't know what that means. We're going to assume it's fine. But we have...
he can't. Okay, good.
The wizard can't speak, y'all.
He can't speak. We'll miss him.
No, but he's safe, you guys. He's safe. He just can't speak.
That sounded really scary in succession with everything
else
he
said. They're going to be like, what?
Okay, good.
I think I already said welcome. Full disclosure to everybody listening. It's a day, and not a bad one, but my mind is just everywhere. So normally I'm the segue. I am resident Christian and also the segue. I want a jacket that says both of those things. What are we doing? I'm saying who I am.
Yes.
I just told them my titles, but my name is Casey.
Whoa, Casey.
And today.
What are you drinking? What you drinking, Casey?
What?
What are you drinking, Casey?
We were just hyping you up.
Thank you.
I'm drinking.
Gemini.
I'm in no state to receive your hype. It was just confusing.
You're doing so good.
I am drinking a cranberry cider. As well water, because we believe in hydration. And I have a cool little silicone straw in it because saving the planet. Thank you so much.
That's
Paige,
delicious.
What are you drinking? Please
everybody.
Make me stop talking.
I'll never do that. What's up, y'all? It's Paige. I am drinking a fat glass of red wine.
I was expecting to be the only one drinking today. I'm so happy I'm not.
No. I've been trying to do like one drink a day. And today I was like, I'm just like, you know, moving this week. I'm stressed a little bit. And I was like, maybe I'm going to have two today.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to drink during the podcast. But then I saw this bottle of wine. It was just staring at me.
It was just looking at you. And you had to be like,
what am I going to do?
You know? Like, you looking at me, I'm going to look back. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Like, you're staring at me. So I'm going to stare back at you. And then I'm going to pour all of you into my glass.
I don't like, I don't know if you see Laska Music judging with her judge face.
No.
Well, you know what? I can guarantee you that this wine won't be on my floor.
I support that you're drinking melanated beverage. This is yes. You know, like, that's correct. What's important.
Thank
here.
You. Thank
that
you.
Is correct.
Thank you. It's so delicious. It's Spanish. It's Spanish red.
It's Spanish.
Okay. Oh, is it a Tempranillo?
Yes.
I love Tempranillos.
Yes.
So
too.
Good. Delightful. I went to Temecula this past weekend.
Oh my
weekend,
God,
you guys.
I was so jealous.
Thank you.
Did you do hot air balloon flying?
I didn't. I still haven't done that, A, because it's very expensive, and B, if I'm going to spend that much money, I usually spend it on a wine tour. But next time, because it'll be like my fourth time
and
going
Casey,
to Temecula.
This is why you and I are friends.
I've never been on a wine tour. I feel like I need to go with somebody like you guys.
Yeah, you should go with exactly us.
Yeah.
I'm really fun on a wine tour. One, because I can drink a lot of wine, and two, because I can drink a lot of wine.
Like, yeah, that's
I feel like I would get really reckless on a wine tour.
I think it happens to the best of us. But I think we should do that. So we should leave my birthday party and then go straight to Temecula. I did that 2 years ago and it was so fun. We are completely off task. Laska
Music. What are you doing?
What are you drinking?
Oh, hey, y'all. Laska here. Activist, artist, asshole.
Asshole.
With the emphasis. I'm drinking a protein shake.
Ew.
Okay, you know what? Fuck off, okay?
It's so not fun.
I need to drink it.
Lay me.
All right, why'd you ask?
Tequila in it or something.
But I'm also drinking cranberry and water in this drink here for my kidney. So,
honestly, I'm just kidding. I very much support you and your healthy decisions.
I know. Paige and I are just making very different choices today, and we wanted you to make them with us.
Yeah.
So. Like, I'm drinking and my day's not done.
Well, drink for me. You know, drink for me.
You're
I'm happy for that.
You're right. I will say, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but I haven't eaten meat in like 2.5 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't eaten meat since the beginning of this year.
I ate meat yesterday.
That's iconic.
So.
Okay.
Honestly, like, go off. Do you?
Yeah.
Do
I had grilled chicken.
I was having a like moral crisis about eating meat and...
Well,
oh, yeah, it has been 2 weeks.
I've missed you guys dearly. And what I really want to talk about, I mean, I want to talk about a lot, and I'm going to try to have to, anyway, I'm going to complete sentences is the first thing that I'm going to do. The second thing I'm going to do is tell you guys how proud I am of Laska Music, because these past 2 weeks, she's done nothing but win a la Meg Thee Stallion and Beyonce.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I also have a Grammy winning foot.
Yeah. Yes. She does. Her foot has not received her Grammy yet, and we're all asking what that's about, but we know it's coming.
Friends.
Laska Music has not only booked a commercial, which she has been working on,
booked and
but
blessed.
She is also starring in a play that's about to premiere at the end of this month that she's been working on, still doing theater in a pandemic because she is a queen, and what pandemic is going to stop her? Okay. And then she won a grant. It was an award for artists who submitted their writing. And her writing was dope because duh. And so she won and has been featured.
And I just did an audiobook.
And she just
Yes, I didn't know about the grant. That's
the
so
wins
exciting.
Are like almost exhausting at this
point. It
was
insane. March was crazy. No, listen, this was like, this is, I'm happy to be just like going. I work best in like, just like, continually going. Although I would like a break, and I can't wait to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
But no, thank you for the
That's
shout
so exciting.
Out.
That You're essentially
Yeah, Laska's had like her own She is. She's had
we're
her own
We're all
March
about
Madness.
To win.
Like,
yeah, we're all about to
I think
win
that's
this year.
A football thing, but now it's a Laska Music thing.
What's a March
I didn't hear the reference, but I wouldn't get it anyways if it's
Hey guys,
football, so.
I said March Madness. I know it's a sports thing, but
that's basketball.
Oh. Well, you knew more than I did.
Iconic. That's
now it's a Laska Music thing. March Madness belongs to Laska Music.
Yeah. I'll take it.
So I just want to say congrats to the big homie. I'm so proud of you. I've missed you so much because like you just keep working. Like you keep being successful and it makes you not have time for me. And we can talk about that when we're not recording. But
I know. I feel bad.
We'll figure it out.
We're gonna hang. I can't wait to see this.
Okay, she says we're gonna hang, but then the one time she could have hung out with me, she didn't actually invite me to hang out. And we can talk about that offline as well. Paige.
Wow.
But you wanted to call it out online, so.
Paige. I am also.
I feel attacked. I feel like complimented and then attacked.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how to feel.
It was a lot. It's a three-dimensional relationship. It happens.
March Madness means a lot of things. Apparently.
She's a Gemini, so that's what's happening.
I know. I'm just, my two personalities are just really talking today, you guys. And Paige, my good friend Paige, is coming back to the City of Angels, and so I'm gonna get to see her sweet face. I'm going to get to squeeze it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so excited to come back home. So.
Yeah, she's taking a moment away from, like, her training to be the future president just to, like.
Ginger no,
I get, to, I get to take that with me. Oh. I get to bring with me.
Wow. Well,
do that, too.
Wow. So. A true hero never sleeps. And there you know, she is, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't.
Just,
I can't.
Just
I can't.
Being the hero we need but do not deserve, you know?
No. You don't
thank you me. For your service.
This is the best
thank
episode you. Ever.
I know.
I was like, sorry. Once again, you guys, it's up to me to push things along usually, and today ain't the day. But Laska Music, I think you have a black business that we are
I have a black business. Yeah, hey, let's, we're going to hit Black MKT Vintage one more time again. They were our black business last episode. We took a brief hiatus, and now we are back. Same black business. They are, you guys, they are based out of Brooklyn, New York. They're antique vintage concept shop specializing in collectibles, cast-offs, curiosities. First of all, I love that word, curiosities, which represent the richness of Black history and lived experiences, curated by founders Jana Handy and Kiana Stewart. So they find items like vintage literature, vinyl records, clothing, art, houseware, decor, furniture, and other goods, and they have like really great pins. Get on the website, get you some incredible artifacts before Casey Rogers gets on there and buys everything in sight. as we know, she's shopping probably right now. And I think that because of the pandemic, I don't think that their location's actually open, but you can purchase off of their website, which is I'm sorry, I'm dropping shit. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Their website is blkmktvintage.com. So get on there.
Ooh, she can spell, y'all. Yes. That was some good stuff.
I can't read for shit, but I can spell.
You just did an audiobook, so I really hope you
can. I was going to say, I don't think that.
Oh, you should see me doing the audiobook. I'm like, what's this word? No.
Just stops the whole fucking tape.
Anyways, thank you. Get you guys some artifacts and support black businesses, you guys across the country.
Yes. Get
uplifting
it.
Our brothers and sisters around Come the country, on. Around the world. All right.
Lift them up.
What we got? What we got, Casey?
Keep them lifted. I know. Well, wow, we have both of our special segments today. We have a black business and a clapback corner. So I feel like we should save our clapback corner for later, right? Like we should talk about some shit.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of shit to talk about. So
great,
yeah.
Paige, get us started. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, so last night there was a mass shooting in Atlanta. Eight people were killed, six of which were Asian women. I've honestly seen a lot of like differing numbers as to like who was killed and what was happening. But I know that eight people died, and many of them were of Asian American descent. They were a part of the AAPI community. You know, I mean, mass shootings ever are very triggering for me, as a person. But I mean, this one, it just kind of goes again to show how white men are just like treated in this country, because this man was taken in alive, right? He was, he's already been, the cop that gave the press conference said he was like having a bad day and got.
I'm sorry,
like,
what?
Right. So, and.
I'm having a bad day. What, right. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do we have to do to make it so white men don't.
Those people he murdered had a worse day.
Okay. Yeah, what like. Bet your victims had a worse day, you fuck.
And their families are having an awful day.
A terrible day for the rest of their lives because of what you have done. Because He also said that it wasn't racially motivated, quote.
Of course not.
And said that it was because he's a sex addict and he wanted to get rid of the object of his desire, which apparently was women. Or I believe. It's crazy. But I also, I cannot stress enough, and I believe we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, you gotta stand with your, like, with the Asian American AAPI.
Absolutely.
Yes. Like, it cannot be that we, like, ride for one group and then we tell another group that, like, their problems don't matter. And we, yes, like, absolutely. I know that this podcast has never done that. But I really think that it's important that, like, you have to believe in what you believe in every day. And it doesn't matter who is being targeted, unless they're white supremacists. White supremacists can be targeted. But whatever.
We're choosing violence today. All right.
I've had red wine. It's only like,
so,
you know, like, ow, I just ripped my earbud out.
Oh my gosh. Wow. She's getting aggressive. White supremacist. Look out. Shit. Run for your life.
I'm coming for all of you. But like, I mean, it's really, so really just like, if you just reach out to your friends that have been affected by this.
Yeah.
And like, educate yourselves as well. Like, this is not an isolated incident. There's no way that anti-Asian hate crimes have skyrocketed 150%, and then this man goes in, kills 8 people under the guise of sex addiction, and more than half of them are Asian.
Yeah, you said that, and I felt Alaska and I, like, we were both making faces for such a long time to be like, I don't.
It never adds up, does it? Never.
It really doesn't. Because, like, what was the plan? So his plan was to kill women. Full stop.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think so. He kind of like traveled around to different spots. Correct. I'm looking at the wizard. Yes. So he went. He went and attacked us, like, different spas. And so the assumption then, right, is that these spas were places of added services.
Okay.
Right? So that, I mean, that's not factually accurate. Nobody knows if that's true. It's not like, you know, like,
did he,
it's not
did
like
he kill people at multiple different spas?
Yes. Yeah. But it was like a string of spas, and he was caught on his way to Florida to who knows what, to do who knows what else, to possibly kill more people.
Wow.
I think he had more places that he was going to go to.
Hello, wizard.
Sorry, my mic situation got... I was playing Megan Thee Stallion. Next thing I know, my Bluetooth is all messed up and I'm locked out. But, here's the thing. The incel culture is what we're talking about here, where you have people who feel like they are not sexually desired. And there's this whole level of like, what is incel and what does it mean and how is it defined? But for a police officer to come out, or some sheriff to be like, within 12 hours, be like, we have a motive. It's like, who are you? I mean, the FBI is going to look into this. It's just like, it's out of control to be like, he had a bad day and to say it was sex-based is like, mind-blowingly insulting to every human alive.
Yes.
And these poor people who have lost their lives and their families before any real inquiry has been even like begun to you know. So I think, it's so gross and so infuriating. All I want to say on this issue before I stop is we need universal background checks. He bought his gun from a no background check. Georgia has no cool off laws. And bought it, got it, grabbed it, and used it. People like to say, guns aren't bad, da, 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 da. Gun owners are great. It's like, well, what about a gun owner who had a gun for 2 hours? Those people are dangerous. Right. And that's why we have to have background checks. And could have stopped this. It would have stopped this. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Sure.
And thankfully, a universal background check law has passed through the Senate, or excuse me, the House. It needs to go to the Senate now. That's where we will, no doubt hit some snags.
Yeah.
But
not some snags.
It is being talked about. So But yeah, I mean,
we have the majority in the Senate now, though. Yeah.
Yes, but to pass a law, you need 60 votes, which is why we're trying to get rid of the filibuster, which would then nix that.
Okay.
Necessity.
Got it.
Oh, sorry. Go for it, Lask.
No. I just, whenever you guys are finished talking about this, I just wanted to share some, like, donate support options and also just, like, for the Asian American community.
Oh, thank you.
That's and great. Some mental health resources, just so we can get those out.
I was going to say, this is just, I've said this, I have had mass shooting events affect my life multiple times, and I have always said that the people who should be upset about this and who are never upset about this are gun owners. Responsible gun owners should always be upset about irresponsible gun owners.
Absolutely.
So the fact that, like, the NRA and all these people don't ever speak out about this, it should be a clue to anybody who is confused about this matter. They don't care about people's safety. They care about their inalienable rights to own a gun, their constitutional right to own a gun, so they can quote unquote defend themselves, but not do shit, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So just, like, whenever there's mass, also whenever there are mass shooting, did you guys hear my computer just make that sound?
No.
Well, it ruined my good thought, which is upsetting. But just know that, like, this can't keep happening. Like, mass shootings cannot happen. I, like, have been affected by them multiple times in my life. My old roommate had been affected by them, like very, very personally, almost like she was hiding from this gunman. Like, there are so many people who have been affected by this in their lives, and this cannot be a part of American culture anymore. It cannot be that. And it cannot be that we excuse intolerant white man, terrorist white men who decide to use violence.
Can we just stop white men from buying guns for a bit?
Yeah. Like,
can we just put a halt on that?
Like, I think we should. Can we just stop white men, period?
We just stop white men. We can keep the wizard. The wizard deserves.
The wizard, you can stay. My dad's cool. He can stay. That's literally.
Paige, you know what? I didn't even consider the fact that your dad was white.
He is, in fact, a white
like,
man.
When I said that, I was like, I did not think about your family even a little bit. Sorry.
That's okay. It's not. I think about them. It's cool. Yeah, they are the only two that can stay.
I feel like, can we just hold white men to the same standards as we hold everybody else?
That would be nice.
That would be crazy.
Like, just imagine going to that standard.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to police stuff, whatever, that's a whole different ballgame, right? That standard, just police in general have an issue that needs to be revised. But, like, white men in general have gotten away with so much that just the standard of everybody else would be a huge step.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had this conversation way too many times.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking sick of this fucking conversation. Like, that's literally how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? If we have, like, the most mass shootings, we just don't fucking change anything. Like, clearly everyone's just gonna keep killing each other. So I don't know. Are we actually gonna do anything about it? Like, hello, cancel culture. Where the fuck are you? Can we just cancel white men? I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
If we're choosing to cancel people. Like, I mean, I don't know.
And it's so tough. Like, because as far as guns go, it's so interesting, like, my own journey with guns, because I grew up in Texas. I'm used to guns. Like, I grew up with a grandma who slept with her gun under her pillow, and she had one in the glove compartment when we were driving around. My mama had one in her purse. Like, I was, like, we were strapped, okay? My family was strapped.
We got the visual.
It was, like, it was safe. It was truly guns for, like, protecting in case something happened. It wasn't ever any sort of cavalier.
Hey, you had a bad day. Now you're going to go out and kill people? Not that.
Like, right. No,
you
definitely
know what?
Not
Apparently
that.
Apparently it's an excuse now. So
yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, I'm Black and so is my family. So there's no, if you had a bad day, you get to shoot people. If you had a bad day, you probably got shot. When I grew up, it was like, of course, like, we have the right to bear arms. Of course we should be able to have these guns. Of course. And as I've become an adult and, like, seeing these stories, I've kind of had to be like, maybe we shouldn't. Like, maybe nobody needs to be able to own a gun for a while. And not because I don't think, I do think that people kill people, guns don't kill people for the most part. But I think that it's not worth taking the risk. I feel like there are more irresponsible gun users right now than there are responsible gun users. Or we're being like affected disproportionately by the irresponsible ones. So it's worth just banning them all together for a while.
Yeah.
Until we can figure out a system that actually works in order for people to safely own.
The problem with that, though, is like, then you're talking about the government who gets weapons and then the people who don't want to be killed and attacked by the government or police officers. All right. And I think this is such an interesting conversation because I had this conversation with my aunt's boyfriend, who's a security guard. We've gotten a lot of interesting conversations about guns. He loves guns. He gets guns. He's a big, big, like 6 foot, like 4 black man. And the thing I was posing to him was just that it's almost unsafe even just for black people to decide to have a gun. Like, oh, I'm going to get a gun so I can protect myself. And then my thing to him was like, oh, you're going to protect yourself from a cop with your gun. So you have a gun. Now that makes you even more, you're already a threat without a gun. This is my argument. Right. I was like, you're already a threat. You don't even have to have a gun. If you can pull that shit out fast enough to protect yourself, good luck. But honestly, you're a black man.
Oh yeah!
Now you're gonna add a gun to the equation.
Yeah, if a cop catches you with a gun, then you're done, and they don't care because they will be like, "Oh, he had a weapon," and you will have had a weapon, and they will bury.
And it doesn't matter. They'll bury you, and it doesn't matter if you're licensed, Philando Castile. Oh. It doesn't matter if you're licensed. It doesn't matter if you right.
No, I mean, you just have a gun.
Right.
I feared for my life. He had a gun.
Right.
That's all.
Doesn't matter.
I do also think too that when the Constitution was written, it took like 15 minutes to load a musket. Okay. Yeah. It shot one thing. Yeah. Bullet. Let's go back I don't know what muskets shoot.
Let's go back to muskets.
I don't do guns. I am not that. That is not
come
for
on,
me,
wine. But... She said, let's go back to muskets. Yes. Let's go back to muskets.
You know what? Yes. Let's go back to muskets.
Why not? With a little thing on the end. What do you call that?
A musket is a wine. So we were laughing.
Yeah.
At you.
Yeah.
But yes, also muskets.
Go on a wine tour, Alaska. Maybe learn something.
Okay? Maybe I would.
Anyways, but like the thing is like it's like what I talked about on our last episode is that it's like filtering modern situations through the eyes of 1776.
Yeah.
And like truly, what like you can if you want to have a gun to protect yourself, a handgun to do something, fine. But if you need like a gun that can kill that many people in that short amount of time. If you are James Holmes, who came and shot up the Aurora movie theater, and you have access to that kind of weaponry, what do you need that for? Yeah. What does any civilian need that kind of gun for?
Nobody needs that kind of gun. Like, so, I'm talking
to like, you don't.
I'm talking handguns. I don't know why anybody has a semi-automatic weapon. Like that's crazy.
That? I just don't understand that. And I think that there is this, like, if you want a gun, fine, have a gun. Like, go crazy. But I don't think that, like, it has to be this, like, big fight. The fact that there isn't, like, a general consensus in America that, like, mass shootings are bad and that people shouldn't die this way. Like, once Sandy Hook was, like, glossed over, I was like, okay, this is what America's doing right now. This man walked in and killed children, babies, little babies, killed six-year-olds. And they were like, it was his right to have a gun, I guess. Like, that is what really needs to be, like, reworked and reframed. And with people like fucking Lauren Boebert's dumbass in the House who pose like do interviews in front of her wall of guns. Like, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. You have to take the money out of the politics and people are taking money from the NRA. And then, you know, that's that. That's the end of it. It's always about money and always about power. And it's always about that period. It's like disgusting. As soon as people are like, hey, NRA, we're not taking your fucking money anymore. Maybe some shit would change. I don't know.
I saw something about the NRA. Oh, isn't the AG of New York doing something with them?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm making up facts.
I don't know what that means.
Don't listen to me. Listeners, don't listen
to me. I mean, you might be right. I just have no idea.
You know what? I would like to have a guest I would like to have a guest on here who, somebody who's like, you know, like a hunter or like knows really well about weapons. I don't know, like, because that would be their argument. I'd like to get on and like have a conversation with those people to talk about, because this is the argument, right? What you said, Paige, about like, oh, we shouldn't have these guns that can shoot this much, like in a, that period mm-hmm. of time, right? And then you have these people who are hunters who are like, well, I need those because I hunt. Because I live in, I don't know, the middle of the fucking woods somewhere.
My question like, is always, yeah. what are you hunting? What, right. Why what are you hunting? What are you,
right. And I just, I would like to know more information about these guns. Like, I don't know off the top of my fucking head, you know, the names of all these guns. But automatically they're like, well, these people don't even know what they're talking about. Like, okay, what I do know is you shouldn't have a gun that shoots that much, that fast.
Right, yeah, no, I don't know the names of all the you know? Guns. But I do know that you shouldn't be able to walk into a spa and kill people with impunity because you have a gun. Like, yeah. that's insane.
If we started hunting animals with a bow and arrow, I'm pretty sure you don't need that fast of a fucking gun.
I also like, just think, too, that, like, if you're hunting, if you are, like, living on a farm and you raise your own meat to not, like, you know, and you kill your own meat to not feed into this, like, factory farm era, good on you. I support
right.
you.
Me too.
But, like, if you just, like, hunt to hunt...
Yeah, I think
trophy
call
hunting.
In, call into the podcast. I would love to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I feel
I
like we should put a hunting for sport to bed. I think that can go to bed.
Yeah, that can go to bed. That can go to bed.
That's why I stopped eating meat, because I had to read a whole book about it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Don't read books on meat.
I had to. School made me do it.
Wizard, don't look into it.
Wizard advice of the day.
Ruined
don't
my
read books
life.
On meat.
Yeah. I was going to say... two things. One is no civilian should be similarly armed as a person in our military. Mm-hmm. There's no need to protect yourself with an AR.
No.
An AR is meant to kill others.
Yes.
Not animals, not pop cans, not trees.
Pop cans.
It's a murder. It's a weapon of war. And yeah. a handgun. So number one,
I thought a pop can was a kind of gun. I was like, yeah.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're at as far as banning, names for guns.
Yeah. Banning ARs should be like a no-brainer. Assault weapons are used for mass shootings. Yeah. Hmm. Goodbye, assault weapons. Handguns, are those dangerous? Of course they are. They're used for all sorts of homicides and suicides. Oh, universal background checks. That would be great. Gun buybacks. Let's get less of them off the street. Less of them away from people, like a little kid who accidentally grabs it. Some little kid, 5-year-old, can't probably use an AR on accident, but a handgun is very dangerous for children. Mm-hmm. We could reduce so many deaths from guns by two simple things: ARs, goodbye, and universal background checks. And then my third one, I guess, that I actually do want to own a handgun one day, but I want to know how to use it. I think that all handguns should have fingerprint sensors for cases, so they have to be locked away. And a lot of countries have these types of rules already in place because, duh, they should be for, you know, safety.
Because it's a deadly weapon.
It's a weapon. It's the most, it would be like, imagine having a gas fireplace or burners and just have them on all the time. Don't turn the match. Don't light a match. The house is going to blow up.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you turn the gas off.
It's my constitutional right to have my gas burners on all the time. Okay. It's my constitutional right. That's how I feel about
that. Fucking ridiculous. Also, there are handguns that are just the way that they're constructed, it would be very hard for a child to use them. There are handguns that exist that are like that, which I'm like, why are they not all like that?
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just...
I think it's just really crazy to me that there are people that are against universal background checks. Like, if you don't...
Yeah, what?
Like, how is that a bad idea?
But there aren't that many, like, actually.
What?
I think it's like 92% of Americans want universal background checks.
Right.
It's like
I mean, in our legislature.
But lawmakers. Yes. Because I'm like, yeah, 90% of Americans, and that's the scarier thing, is that like most Americans these
Once
days,
again,
I feel
we
like
gotta
we kind of can get on one page, but like shit goes crazy in our government. And I'm like, are we arguing about this? Like, is this a democracy or no? Because it's feeling like no.
Well, like, I mean, it's like all of the COVID relief bill. That is a wildly popular bill. 72%, I believe, was the last figure that I saw. And 72% of America believes in that bill, wants that bill. Not one Republican voted for it.
Wow.
And then wants to take credit for all the money for it. So just remember that if you listen to this podcast and vote for Republicans, I don't know.
You probably don't.
Good for you. Honestly, good for you for like welcoming a difference in opinion and hopefully educating yourself so that you don't do that dumb shit again.
Don't do that dumb shit. That was like, just don't do it. They don't care about you.
That's all I had to say.
That's
about
all
that.
I have to say.
I'm happy you're listening, but like, make better choices.
Yeah, like, we welcome you, but like, let us teach you.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Open your heart and your mind to and your ears and your pockets to the appropriate causes. Because you're probably rich.
That's going to go on a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes. But it has to have all the like dot, dot, dots.
Yeah. Yeah. And your
heart. And your ears and your pockets.
So what else happened? We did get the build.
Let me hit these.
Oh yeah, those resources.
I definitely want to hit the resources because I just want to make sure people know what to do, where to go. So there is an Asian American nonprofit that I just wanted to share, the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum out of Atlanta. So that's actually, if you're on Instagram at NAPAWF_ATL, you can help by donating there. The other one is Asian Americans Advancing Justice. There are a couple different organizations to support and donate, but these are just two of the ones that I've noticed and a couple people shared with me, so I wanted to share along. And then just, you know, for our Asian American family and community, just, you know, take care of yourselves. So I also wanted to throw out some mental health resources. This is going to be kind of long to say, but I want you guys to get it. So at LAICHIEN Therapy, they're offering Asian Pacific Americans pay as you wish group therapy.
Nice.
So I think that's really awesome.
That's kind. Therapy is important, y'all.
Yeah. There's a couple people that are offering supportive listening sessions, and there's a crisis hotline. So I just want to make sure 1-800-273-TALK. So yeah, just a couple.
I have never heard of a supportive listening session until right now, and yeah, that sounds magical.
That's at Subtle Asian Mental Health, and that's on Facebook. So join that group if you need if you need help and you need someone to listen to.
Yes.
If you also feel weird about reaching out to like big groups and you're not into groups, like I've said, I'm not Asian. I am a white woman. But I have been through this before, so if you guys also want to reach out, you can reach out on my Instagram, and I'd be happy to just, like, listen to, because it's a lot of feelings. It's a lot of feelings and a lot of stress to go through. So if you have, you know, if you're just kind of, like, reeling from a big event like that in your community, you can hit me up. I'm here for you.
Yeah, what's your handle?
She doesn't know.
Paige.
So don't.
PAIGEK Nelson, NELSON. That's me.
There you go. There you go.
I hope.
I mean, and if you can't find her there, then you can just like DM the Blackboard page and
DM the Blackboard and it'll find me too.
They can also point you in the right direction if you just DM her.
Or just email us also at the Blackboard.
Yeah, like there's the Blackboard Collective at gmail.com.
Just contact us.
Just reach out if you need us. If you're feeling like overwhelmed by the group.
Yeah, if you need a friend. Okay. Pajit.
Yes.
What else is going on?
I mean, this is just something that's been really on my mind. And I think a lot of my lessons in my classes are kind of starting to like circulate around the 14th Amendment and what's going on. And you guys, the amount of anti-trans legislation, I think I just said legislation with a ch.
It sounded right to me before you. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. There's so many anti-trans bills going on in just various states, random legislatures. There are at any moment right now, the last I saw, there are at least 82 bills that are trying to legislate trans bodies, kick trans women out of sports. I mean, kick trans youth out of sports in general. So
are these new?
Really is,
these are new bills?
Yeah. So they've been brought in like since 2021.
What are the specifics? And this is, I'm just curious, Paige, what are the specifics of the sports legislation? Like what is the deal with that? Cause there are certain things that, I want to talk about, like UFC fighting, I feel like is really something that's on the table that should be talked about. For people's safety. That's just what it is. But when you talk about sports legislation, what are they talking about? And like where?
Well, they're talking about basically like not allowing trans women to compete in sports because of the testosterone like advantage that they would have because right. of the biological difference between like male and female bodies.
Right.
But they don't want like trans kids. They're really focusing on like kids.
Yeah, that's not
sports.
Right.
And so I mean I think that there are a lot of trans youth that are going to be deeply harmed by this, because also like even if they're not athletic, right, if there is like a trans boy, like a little trans boy sitting in his home, like maybe he's not even out yet, he doesn't know what's going on, and he's watching this on the TV, seeing, you know, these lawmakers talk about him like this and talk about how he, what he feels. And then he's going to start feeling like he's wrong.
Right.
And then it creates this like internalized homophobia, internalized transphobia. Yeah. Homophobia was the wrong word. Excuse me.
They're doing it.
Transphobia.
It sounds very targeting. Like they're targeting it's the so youth, targeted. Obviously, to fuck with their brains, which is just really
and like
up.
That's the thing, like you cannot, like that's just, it's just not fair, and it's also really psychological trauma. Based in that much fact, like
right
there yeah. really isn't enough like scientific data to say that's what's happening.
The only thing that I would say, like I'm not a trans person, just for the listeners, but as a fairly masculine woman, I grew up playing like all sports and only wanted to play sports with guys. And while I think that that's okay, I think that like I played baseball with guys, I worry about things like brute like UFC fighting, things like that, because there is a trans woman, and I'm sure you guys have probably read the article. I don't know if you guys have heard about her or not.
No,
but she's fighting in UFC. She's a trans woman, but she's beating the shit out of these people to the point where one of her competitors had brain damage. Like it's a problem. So I think when we talk about sports and it's hard, it's such a weird line, right? Because we don't want to,
yeah,
we don't want to like separate people. I think that that's not okay.
Yeah.
But when we talk about like weighted sports and like strength that specifically talk about like being able to like beat, like fighting, right? Or just maybe just fighting sports.
Yeah.
And I don't know a ton. I just know what I've read, but and this isn't up to me. This should be up to like the board of UFC, you know, these people who should be talking right. about these things, who know more about
should personally, if someone is being beat to a point of brain damage in a sport, like I feel like that sport needs some reworking.
She's like undefeated, right?
Like, and there needs to be some reworking of
like
rules.
And it's not okay. It's not okay. I'm not supporting, like, it's such a weird thing because they're not being kind to her either. Like they're right. saying, you know, like they're saying really mean, like very, what's the word? Yeah. Just like really
transphobic
shit to her. Which is not okay. Doesn't matter. Right. You know what I mean? Like she's in UFC. You guys are watching UFC. It's already brutal. Like outside of just that. But
thank you. This is what I'm saying. I'm like, should UFC even be a sport, really? But that's my own.
Right. It's pretty brutal. The sport is pretty brutal. But yeah. So that's just one aspect of it. But attacking trans youth, and you know, and fucking with their yeah. as people is just like not okay.
The thing that too is like comparing like. And I like I get what you're saying. I understand. I don't know enough about like UFC fighting to like
even like wrestling really talk is on okay. It. UFC, the people are literally beating the crap
like
out of each
beating
other.
Beating the shit out of each other. Wrestling, I just think that's a weird sport, you know, personally. Like
yeah,
I support you if you like it, but like that's crazy. And like I don't know. I don't have an opinion on UFC fighting. I have a very very big opinion on telling trans kids that because they are trans, that they are no longer allowed to compete in the world.
Yes,
that is
absolutely.
That is, they are children. They are kids.
Yeah.
You are literally like messing with people's lives. And right. I am struck by the amount of bills that are happening. 82. That's insane. 82.
That's across, you know what most the states are, or is it just out of?
I mean, it's across the country. There's 82 bills right now in different state legislatures that are trying to legislate trans bodies. And it's like with the bathroom issue. Like,
right.
you know, yeah. like Like, let people do their thing. And another thing too, fucking Joe Rogan, who we've never said his name on this podcast, but he is horrible. He likes to use a wrestling like a wrestling example, and it's of a high school trans man, right? So they wouldn't let him compete in the male division, so they made him compete in the female division because he was born biologically female, and he was kicking everybody's ass because he's like jacked up on testosterone, like, dude. So that's the thing too, is that the people that are arguing for this don't have like legitimate
issues. They really don't
to come through.
Wait, and so why? So how is Joe Rogan using that to his to defend his point that
because he's saying wrestlers are, you know, like this wrestler was a trans wrestler and he was like beating all the girls,
right? Because he should be competing against guys.
Correct, but he so, wouldn't say, he left that part out, and then all of his listeners are like, well, there's this trans athlete and she's or he's excuse me he's beating all of the people, like, but they wouldn't let him compete where he was supposed to be competing. They kept him in.
Oh, so this is an argument to say they shouldn't be able to compete at all. This is not an argument about which team. This is that's I mean
It's the same thing like with the bathrooms. Like, I cannot stress enough that these are all made up problems. These are made up issues.
Can y'all just like leave people alone?
Seriously.
Like, white people are so bored. Like,
they're so bored.
Find something else to worry about. Like, let people self-determine. It is their lives. It affects you literally zero. Like, if your child gets their ass beat by a trans human that happens to be competing against them, then the person was better. Sorry. Y'all can train harder next year. That's what sports is about. Sometimes you get your ass beat. Like, and you train and you get better and you come back and you do it again. These are kids. These are kids. Like, boys.
We're going to be dealing with this all the way up through.
Boys and girls, you know. Like, go, like, Laska, you said that you played with the guys all the time when you were growing up. This is not. Even if you want to think of it that way, which you shouldn't, because, you know, a trans man is a man, a trans woman is a woman. But even if you want to subscribe to that antiquated way of thinking, it's not like this is a new problem even then, you know? It's not like girls have never played sports with guys. It's not like women haven't tried to sue to be able to play in the NFL or the NBA or the whatever. Like, there is, this has long been an issue between the you know, traditional two genders. So you creating this with trans youth is just even more senseless.
And I also just want to say to, like, every single white man that's, like, all of a sudden, like, really caping for women's sports, go donate to the fucking WNBA. Go right now and donate to the WNBA or the Female Soccer League or, you know, just any, like, the NWHL. Go donate to them, okay? And then come back and talk to me about how much you care about female sports.
Yep.
That's all.
No, you bring up a really good point. You bring up,
like,
a really good point.
The amount of, like, Twitter trolls I have had. Just middle-aged men that all of a sudden are so scared for young girls. You're never scared for young girls until there's a trans person involved. You're not scared when there's a literal, like, man raping women, right? You're not scared when Sarah Everett in London was murdered and kidnapped and murdered. You're not scared for her then. You're not scared for us when you should be scared for us. You're not scared for us when a man walks in with a gun and kills sex workers. We don't know. We don't know if they were sex workers. I apologize. That is very much a inference. Like, you don't care about women ever until it suits your political aspirations.
To care about
women. So miss me with all of it. I have no time for any of it. If you want to care about women, donate to women's causes. You know, teach your sons not to hurt women, and I don't know, donate to women's sports leagues, and get out of my mentions.
There you go.
Yeah,
She said what she said.
That's it. And that's that.
I apologize for assuming they were sex workers. That is not a fact at all. I got heated. I apologize if anyone was listening who's like, that's not true.
No, I don't think anybody thought that. Right, well,
It's not confirmed in any way that they were sex workers, and they were just women working, and they shouldn't have.
Thank you for your clarification. I'm sure the listeners understand. It was
just make sure.
A heated moment. The news has been feeding certain information, so this is what happens.
Yeah, the news has been feeding it.
I was gonna say something, and now I don't even know. I don't even know.
I mean, let kids play, man. I don't know what to tell you. Just let kids play.
Kids are kids, dude.
Oh, like, I was gonna say.
Have you seen T-ballers play? Like, they all suck. Like, everybody sucks at sports as kids. All of us. Like,
yeah.
Unless you're, I don't know, Michael Jordan. No, he was even bad, too. He didn't make it for his first couple rounds, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
He really didn't.
I was gonna say that if I were able to find a silver lining in this shit story, it mm-hmm. would be that new legislation starts popping up against a group when they start to be liberated. Like when mm-hmm. they start to claim their own freedom and liberation and speak up for themselves. So I am very proud of the transgender community for claiming their right to self-determine and for being loud and proud about who they are, especially those that are younger. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, y'all got them shook. Y'all got them scared because right. you're being so unafraid to be yourself. So I think that that is very beautiful and very inspiring. And if you look at history, anytime somebody who was oppressed tried to do that, of course there was legislation and pushback, but eventually we get past all that. So
right.
Hang tight. We love you guys. You are important. You matter. Yes. You get to do all the things that you want to do, and we just got to fight a little harder for it, and we will.
Yes, well, you have a safe space here with us anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, child. Is anything else? What time is it? Okay, we got 10 more minutes. Paige, give us a clap back corner.
Oh,
clap back corner.
Yeah, wait, do my that little song because I have to find it.
What's the song? How do we do it? Do we have to
clap
do it again?
Clap back corner.
I thought the wizard just had it.
I was going to say.
I made one of you guys. Like, I took it. I doubled it.
Well, then you can just plug it in. Never mind.
I know, but I don't have my file with me. So you have to recreate it right now.
Okay. All right. Clap back corner. Clap back corner.
Clap back corner. All right. That wasn't my best.
Clap back corner.
Yay.
That's with the baritone. You better come with the bass.
That's going to be good.
Iconic. All right. So on March 11th, our queen, Alexandria mm-hmm. Ocasio-Cortez, mm-hmm. who has a new haircut that looks just like mine, by the way. It's fine. She tweeted, "This week in Congress, Democrats passed $1.9 trillion COVID package to deliver stimulus checks with dependents, cut child poverty in half, extend $300 unemployment benefits, prevent cuts in state and local services, the largest ever investment in Native communities, etc." The GOP took a week to read the Cat in the Hat. This has been wow. Clap Back Corner.
Wow.
She just never disappoints.
She really doesn't.
Literally, ever.
She really, really doesn't. Wow. She's my favorite. Thank you. Thank you for that. She's so good.
So good.
Before I do our closing thing, does anybody else have anything else they wanted to discuss, say, put into the space before we close? I feel like I'm doing the benediction at church.
I'm sending love to everyone. No.
If there is one.
I think it's just every time this happens, like, and the many times it's happened in our country in mass shootings, it just fucks the entire energy up in our world, like, and in our country, like, really, you know, throws people's, like, bodies and energy into weird places. And so just so you guys know, like, we are here. When we say, like, we're here and to reach out, like, we are. Please, please, you know, if you feel like you're in a low place or a dark space, like, please, you know, DM us or if not us, find a friend or use one of the hotline numbers that I had mentioned earlier in the podcast, because I know it feels dark. So sending love.
Yeah, sending love and light.
Yeah. Yeah, same. You know, just reach out to your friends, reach out to your people. You know, make sure that your friends who are affected by this are okay, and the friends, your AAPI community friends are okay. I mean, this is a lot. They've been dealing with a lot as well. So, and be kind to yourself. And
yes.
Yeah. And just and also do remember too that if you're feeling weird and like down in the dumps and just like crazy and strange, this time last year was very weird and uncertain and traumatic for everybody. And your body does have a clock and it like knows.
Yeah.
So give yourself grace. And if you're feeling you know, upset or like, you know, irritable or angry or mad or sad, just like have your feelings, feel your feelings and let them out, and then you'll feel better. That's what my therapist tells me. So I'm imparting that to you.
Thanks, therapy.
Else? Okay. Get there. Also go to therapy.
Also go to therapy, y'all. It's amazing. So to end this week, I want us all to say something. This goes along with what we're doing for Blackboard anyway, so it'll be good for us to think of them. But I want us to all go around and say our favorite self-care activity, like how we take care of ourselves, because everybody needs a little bit of that right now. So I'll start, I guess.
Oh my god.
Probably my favorite self-care activity is going out to eat. It is probably specifically brunch if I had to get specific, but I am not picky. I will take a lunch and a dinner. Not really a lunch, honest.
I don't want a lunch. Go out for lunch. Give me brunch or dinner.
Or drinks, you're correct. But I love food. So if we're going to do drinks, let's at least go to like a tapas place where I can get some nibbles. I love having food with people I love and like a good cocktail. It's just so, it's my favorite thing. Favorite way to take care of myself. What about one of you, whoever wants to go next?
Ginger's first.
Oh, is that the rule now?
I don't know. Sure.
I like to go, mine's kind of very similar to Casey's, but I like to go and do my homework not at my house. I go to like a coffee shop and sit outside or, you know, something like that. And then
homework
is
a part of your self-care?
She's a Virgo.
Yeah. Listen.
We're air signs. We don't get it. It makes sense for her, Casey.
Well, okay. Wait. Well, that's not a part of my self-care. It's just like it leads up to my self-care.
But so taking it out of your space and going somewhere else. Like
taking something out of my space and going somewhere else. And then treating myself to a glass of wine. I made friends, you guys, at a bar this last week.
Strangers? Like new friends? Whoa.
It's a whole new world, guys.
It was really fun. I kind of like forgot that I knew how to talk to people.
I don't think I do anymore.
Wow. Yeah, no.
I was like, wait, I'm good at that. I can
strangers?
Actually, I that would like be crazy. To people
someone said something to me at an ATM the other day. They were like, nice day out. And I was like, what the? I was like, are you talking to me? It's like so awkward.
I have fully just kept walking before. Like when strangers have tried to talk to me during this time, I don't know how to handle myself. I continue walking.
I almost threw my wallet. I was like, get all my money. Fuck it. I was like, I just wanted to know if it was a good day out.
Just overreaction. I also have another quick one. I also really like to take a walk, like go on walks and listen to true crime podcasts.
Okay. That's one of my likes. Yeah. Is the My Favorite Murder?
Yeah, I mean,
so good.
I have so many.
Oh, I only know that one, but
The Opportunist, Unraveled, My Favorite Murder.
Okay, Canary, okay, podcast shout outs.
American Scandal. I mean, there's so many. If you guys need to talk about true crime, please DM me. Like, I'm here for talking about that all day. Laska, tell us your self-care routine.
Hello. You know, I was between a couple of things. First of all, love both of yours and food always so good.
Y'all, Laska can cook. I mean, she ain't never done it for me, but she can cook.
I can. You know, I can throw a little fountain together. Yeah. mine were between, I was still thinking, that's why. I was thinking between writing and music, because for me, they're both very therapeutic and give me a lot. And they've saved me a lot of times. So I feel like, I would say music, though. Music is something I think I do probably more, even more than writing. So I have to, like, I have, like, certain playlists. I'm, like, a fucking master music playlist curator. And I create things for different things, like, different feelings I'm after or just to, like, sit with myself. So I'm, like, always got a headphone in. Always got a...
Oh, yeah.
At all times. How about you, Wizard?
For me, what's up? For me, you guys did great. I love all of those. And Casey, I just thought, I was like, oh my God, I used to love eating out and like brunch and stuff. So I'm excited to be able to do that again. Because I love that. I love seeing new people. I love seeing new things. And it's been tough the last year, right, to do that. Yeah. So that's going to be awesome. Self-care for me, always exercising. I always feel so much better because exercising makes me then shower. And then it makes me I'm hungry. So it does all sorts of important things that you can, like, forget to do if you're too busy, which we do get. Like,
that's or just, depressed.
Or depressed or anxious or whatever. It's
you're,
like,
you're 100% right.
Yeah. And so for me, I've actually been away from Kaylee for the first time in a year. Like, she's been with her family and I'm here alone. And it's been really tough because I've had a person to communicate with. Like, you communicate a lot with your person, but during the pandemic, it's been even more so, like, where you're just like, you are the same thing, you know? And so not to have her, I've been like trying to figure out how to stay mentally, you know, sound. And it's really nice to like have those things to look forward to, working out.
Yeah.
Jumping in a pool if you have a pool, anything outside where you can just sweat and then shower and then eat and then be like, that can really calm me down and get me prepared.
Yeah. I feel
clean clothes.
Yeah, guys, exercise is so important. Like, it doesn't even matter too that you're like you don't need to be like fucking like pumping iron. Like, it's not like that.
Yeah.
Walk around, go for a walk.
Not like, pumping iron. What are you, Arnold Schwarzenegger? I'm like, pumping iron. Yes, like, what?
Yeah, I am actually.
If you're at home, pump an iron.
But like, I'm just saying that like a workout doesn't have to be like this like big, crazy, insane hit. Like, it doesn't have to be that. If that's your jam, like, go crazy. But I swear to God, you will feel so much better. Just get out of your house. I convinced myself I had COVID for a week and a half and I left my house and I walked around and I felt brand new. I was like, look at that. I feel so normal.
You said something that was really important. Like, not pumping always doing iron. HIIT training, pumping iron. Pumping iron.
Very important.
That's very important. But HIIT training and things like that, you know, I had to actually learn through this and through speaking with a mentor about not obsessing over doing like HIIT training, which was like just like intense cardio. And even I'm still doing like low impact, high intensity stuff, but I started yoga and I'm on my 15 days of yoga. Which for me, for people who know me, know that I'm a fucking spaz. So for me, it helps like become very grounded.
I cannot imagine doing yoga with you.
I would love to do yoga with
you. Man, I hit those downward dogs like, bam, like, just like, what? We're gonna hold the plank.
I actually want to go when life is a thing again. We should go to one of those yoga studios where you do yoga to hip hop music. It's actually really
fun. Oh, hey, you know what, you guys? Yoga is not for the weak. It is for very strong people. And I've actually found myself feeling like I'm sweating and working more in yoga because
it's hard.
You're holding a lot of positions, whereas in HIIT training you're moving a lot. You're moving in from different things, right? And yoga, you're like holding the planks, you're holding your core, holding your leg, you're holding your arm, you're holding the thing. Like,
yoga's hard. I'm a certified yoga instructor. Fun fact that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
Okay, yoga instructor.
Yeah, I'm a certified yoga instructor, and I used to do like I'm certified through Core Power, and I used to do yoga like twice a day in the heat and like and I went to a CrossFit. I went to a CrossFit gym and taught a yoga class and they were dying. Like literally dying. So don't hate on the yoga.
This reminds me of the
Paige, can you like lead us in a flow at the beach?
Let's do that.
Yes.
I
will do that certainly.
Let's do this.
Anyways, we have to wrap
it'll
this
be,
up.
We drunk really do have yoga to wrap on the beach. It'd be
yes,
great.
Let's absolutely do
okay,
that.
Real fast, fun, like really quick, fun story. I was doing yoga training and it was my second training and my second certification. And I went to training like on like 3.5 margaritas and it was not a good class for me. So like, don't do yoga. Like any other kind of exercise, I feel like you can maybe fake it till you make it.
I feel like most exercises it would be very hard to do drunk, but.
Definitely.
I have done yoga a little stoned. That was fun.
Stoned
probably
is different
that
from drunk.
Feels good. Yeah. But like,
yeah.
Drunk is all in the stomach. I just feel like my stomach.
There's a lot of stomach.
There was also a lot of
upside down things
going
on.
Yeah, we don't. Anyways, on that note.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Don't
on that cheery note, don't drink and do yoga.
Yeah.
Love y'all. As usual, like, subscribe, comment, share, and rate. And I got all five of them.
Oh, you put them on your fingers. You put them on your fingers. That's adorable.
I did. I know I do. Oh, I guess I normally have it below the camera. But I always count because I know if I get five, then I've gotten them all. Sorry, you guys.
We love it.
They're hitting me in the face on
No, Zoom. Because Casey was hitting us in the face.
I was about to say, because I did it first, and so then they were like, oh, let's hit her back.
Fine, we'll hit you back.
Anyway, this is us rambling about nothing as usual at the end, and so we love y'all, and goodbye.
Bye. Take care of yourselves.
Wow.
Wow, she just hit us all in the face.
Precious. It's a love tap.